Representative Paul Tonko, Democrat of New York's 20th District. Paul Tonko, my friend, tell me, let's start with the Mueller investigation. What do you hear?
I'm hearing that it's a very thorough bit of work. I hear outstanding attributes recognized in the investigator, in Mr. Mueller, by both Republicans and Democrats. Impeccable record, a person of integrity. And it to me appears like at first it might have been about obstruction of justice, and now added to that appears to be this collusion. And I think it's important.
How so, collusion? I'm sorry.
Well, I think the interfering in the American elections, that needs to be addressed for future generations' sake. I think Mr. Putin would love to destroy democracies out there, and why not start with the grandest of them? And so the impact of interfering with our elections in several states and in a huge way, and also records that come from some of their intelligence efforts that they interfered with those who were hacking the system or actors who had put together misinformation and shared that in the midst of a campaign, providing misinformation to the public, misleading people. So I think, we have to make certain that they can't...
You're talking about the Trump people now.
Yeah, well, the Trump people or that the Russians just can't penetrate into the election process. But it becomes apparent with some of these investigations. We've seen, four indictments made and three pleas of guilty. So already he's on to something that shows that concentric ring around the president, his campaign, his administration, is somewhat suspect.
What's the scuttlebutt in the House among your colleagues about whether this actually touches the president?
Well, not knowing all the facts, it's very difficult. Of course, some people will say, I've got to believe the president was involved. He had family members who are under, very strict review and investigation. So, I'll leave it to everyone's own judgment call here, but it becomes pretty obvious that it was very close to this president. And, we have to make certain that justice rules here. I believe what was happening right now, this is my opinion, that a lot of the information has been gathered. And now it's and the concerns have been identified, and now Mr. Mueller is simply building his case, and he will present to the American public and to Congress his findings, and it will then require that push from the public and the efforts of Congress to respond if it's necessary.
I'm thinking of the Clinton administration and the kind of grief that Bill Clinton got for his Monica Lewinsky affair. Obviously now, the president of the United States has a real problem with a former porno star.
Well, and silencing money, which is being reviewed, too. And now, and the timing of this, with just days or weeks before the election, then brings in whether or not those dollars were, what's the source of the dollars, who paid, how much, and at what point. So it could turn into some election law review, too.
Yeah. One of the problems with the Republicans in control of both the House and the Senate is that who do you go to? I mean, it seems to me this is sort of dead to rights. We have the testimony of Stormy Daniels. We have, this stuff. But who says this is wrong and you have to be responsible for it?
Well, I think the public is watching this one very closely. And I think people are concerned that there will not be a full-fledged review if it's warranted. And I think it's one of the reasons that people are all considering, are assuming that the control of the House may in fact turn to the Democratic Party because of all of these concerns. And they want a balance in there. They want a check and balance to make certain that, the public is well served and that our government is underpinned with the sort of support it requires.
So you think that 2018 elections, which are around the corner now, you've always said you thought there was a good chance the Democrats would take back the House, even though they got to capture a lot of seats.
Right, but you know what? Look at the seats. Like in March, we have in mid-March, we have a seat in Western Pennsylvania that should not even be competitive from a Democratic perspective. And all the polling is showing it's neck and neck. Just that tells us that in a very difficult seat, to be near the finish line first, and maybe perhaps be able to win it, is very telling.
And yet President Trump says that, you know, he's won 5 out of 5, he says. He's gone into 5 congressional districts and his people have always won.
Well, you know, I think he's missing talking about Alabama.
He surely is.
And some other situations. And I don't know if his factor is as great, because you see the polling now where he won states by 20 or 30%, and the polling on those special elections also is accompanied by polling on the president and his performance and his favorability, and it has dropped precipitously. So the Trump factor, I think, is overstated. Can you believe this? Maybe manufactured to a much higher degree than it is.
You mean he lies? I'm shocked.
I said manufactured.
I'm shocked that there's gambling going on here. Let me talk to you, Paul Tonko, about the individual mandate. It gets stripped out of the Obamacare operation. Do we have any sense of what's happened as a result of that?
We don't yet, but there's every bit of forecast that it will hurt the competitiveness of the individual markets, and that's important for the communities. You know, in insurance language, there's a community rating, a bit of rhetoric, and that's because the very nature of insurance means that you cover younger and older, sicker and healthier, economically challenged and economically comfortable. So that sense of community, those ebbs and flows, when brought into one package, allow for the system to be as strong as it can be. So this whole individual mandate thing was to bring people into a universe as large as we could create that would underpin and strengthen the market system. And I think that their desire to undo the Affordable Care Act, any which way they can, they tried 60 times over for a repeal and it failed. And I think the public was angry about that. And so in their very sneaky way, in a very undercovered way, with the tax bill and with other measures, they're just right, or with executive order. And he's determined to just weaken the system. And if the president had an agenda, but his whole goal is to undo the legacy of the presidency that preceded him in President Obama. And I think that's a very weak statement. If you don't have the ideas to serve as president that are your own, that are a vision for this nation, then why did you run?
So I only have a minute, but I wanted to ask you, as a result of this, we wake up in our house and there's a certain amount of depression that this man, Trump, is the president of the United States. Do you feel that too?
Well, you know, in my many years, 40-some years of working in this arena, I just think there's been such an effort to divide, intentional efforts to discredit people, demean them, disparage them, that I have not witnessed to anything near that level in all those years and in those several decades. And it worries me and it troubles me and it saddens me that someone sitting in the Oval Office would not choose to unite and choose to divide.
It's always wonderful to have my friend Paul Tonko with us here. Paul Tonko is Democrat in New York's 20th district. Paul, the one thing I never want to hear from you is I want to retire. So be strong.
No chance there.
Be strong and go down there and do your thing. And
Thank
we appreciate
you.
Your coming.